First, when you think about health food, what comes to mind? Maybe it's the leafy greens, fresh veggies, and whole grains. It can be easy for a white American middle-class household to find healthy recipes that fit in with their food traditions, but it can be different for people who grew up in homes with different food traditions. Our next guest says there are healthy eating options in lots of different cultures, and dietitians and others need to pay attention. Tamara Melton is a registered dietitian and co-founder of Diversify Dietetics, a nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing racial and ethnic diversity in the nutrition and dietetics profession. She joins us to talk about her piece in Self magazine called Our Idea of Healthy Eating Excludes Other Cultures, and That's a Problem. Tamara, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on today.
Well, talk about how you started to discover this problem and see it as a problem.
So I actually discovered it while I was in school to become a dietitian. My father is from Trinidad. So in my household, we grew up eating Trinidadian food, and I was sitting there. I remember being in one class, and we're learning about foods and cultures, and I'm just not seeing beyond this kind of anthropological view any representation of foods outside of this Eurocentric lens and the norm. And so I started to notice it then, but then I saw it even further as I graduated and I sat for the exam, became a registered dietitian, and I started working with patients and clients. And so I started to have this idea that, you know, I'm not seeing anything outside of this mainstream, white American view of healthy foods, but that doesn't necessarily mean that these other types of foods aren't healthy. It's just that they weren't being presented not only in the media, but even the textbooks for those of us who are, you know, definitely the nutrition experts, the registered dietitian is, but we weren't even being taught the different views of different cultures and how their foods could also be considered healthy.
And you and your colleagues at Diversify Dietetics, I understand you came across examples where people came here, were maybe immigrants to the United States or part of a minority culture, and had the idea that, okay, if I want to do healthy eating, I have to just cast all my food traditions aside.
Right. So, I think that people forget that representation matters, but sometimes not seeing something means something to people, too. So I would be working with clients or patients, and they would say to me, you know, I know the way that I ate back home, I shouldn't be eating that way because it's not healthy. Or I know that the way I'm feeding my children isn't healthy. And it was almost as if, and I wrote this in the piece, as if we were asking them to choose their health over their heritage. They couldn't have both and the same. And so that was something that just really struck me as I got further along in my career and worked with more patients and clients. They just really wanted to be able to fulfill themselves with not only being healthy, but being able to keep that connection. Food is such a big connection to your history, to your heritage, especially if you immigrated to a different country. Even within the United States here, in our own country, you go to different parts of the United States and people like to eat their certain types of food that they have. And so that even reminds them of home. So those patients and clients were kind of sitting there, and I realized that the reason why they were thinking that was because they didn't see the types of food that they were eating back home represented as an idea of a healthy meal. And so that to them meant this must not be healthy.
And I think in American culture, a lot of times we think of an ethnic food as the foods that appear in restaurants, which may not be representative and maybe the least healthy, the stuff with the highest fat content, the most fried meals, things like that, whether we're talking about Chinese food or Mexican food or even soul food from parts of the U.S.
Exactly, yes. We see this Americanized version of foods, and it takes out the context. So I mentioned in the article, you know, that when people would say to me, all sorts of, you know, clients from all different ethnic backgrounds would say, oh, I ate bad this week and I had Mexican food. And what they were talking about was having queso and chips and margaritas. But that's not representative of Mexican food. That's not all of their food that's there. And so I think that we have to realize that our version of foods here, especially if it's in a mainstream restaurant, you're not getting it from, you know, that local hole in the wall that might be in the community that is actually comprised of people from that area of the world, may not be representative. And even as you brought up, you know, a soul food, I live in Atlanta, so I live in the Deep South. And when you know the history of why black people in the United States are eating this soul food, it goes back to slavery and things like that. So there's so many more things that goes into foods. Not only could it be history, like I mentioned, and maybe different social or political things that happen that are affecting the way people eat, but a lot of celebrations and things like that. That's why people are eating the way that they are. But often what we see represented is not what, if you were to go into a restaurant, that is run by someone from that area of the world or region, then their food doesn't look the same as what we think that their food looks like because of what we've been presented with.
So if you're talking to a client from whatever tradition, how does this work for you in practice? How do you help integrate, you know, their food traditions, their cultural heritage with healthy eating?
So I try to spend a lot of time exploring what they eat and asking them, you know, what are the foods that you like to eat? How do you prepare them? And then really helping them to see that what they're eating, you know, there's always healthy foods in everything that we eat. And most cultures are really, a lot of them are plant-based. It's more difficult to get animal proteins, whether that be in meat form or if we're thinking of dairy or something like that that's derived from animal products. And so they're actually eating quite a bit of fruits and vegetables and beans, legumes, whole grains, things that we would want to see people eating, and smaller amounts of meat, which we know from research is actually pretty healthy. And so when I work with people, I'll tell them, you know, the way that you're eating is really healthy, and pointing out to them that maybe there's, especially if they gain weight from moving to the United States, you know, looking at your physical activity level, did that change, and not necessarily making them think that it tied back to the fact that they changed the way that they're eating. But I also, for myself, educate myself more. And I think that's important for health professionals. Whatever community that you serve, you know who your patients and your clients are. To go out there and go to, in the community, not to the Americanized version in a gentrified neighborhood of a restaurant, but actually go to the markets within their communities, go to, like I said, that hole-in-the-wall restaurant, and actually see how food's prepared, talk to people who live in those neighborhoods, and educate yourself so that when you do come in front of your client or your patient, it just really warms their heart when you tell them, yes, I know, you know, how your empanadas are prepared in Colombia versus in Mexico. I'm not lumping everyone together. Things like that, it just really puts them at ease, and you just have so much more information. That is our job as nutrition professionals on behalf of our clients and patients to make sure that we go out there and do that. So I really try to do that as much as possible just to learn about different cultures and talk to people and learn the way that they prepare their food so that I can help them with whatever their health goals are.
And it seems like this is something that could help everybody, regardless of the tradition they're from, because it wasn't that long ago that I think people thought health food meant a glob of lentils with raw kale sprinkled on top and not much flavor. Exposing people to healthy food traditions from around the world can make healthy food a lot more fun and tasty.
Yeah, it adds so much variety. I think that is one thing that's exciting about having more global cuisines in the United States and in other, you know, parts of the world too. Throughout Europe, we've seen this, and in other parts of different continents and things like that, is that it adds so much more variety. When you get access to, you know, things like more spices, cooking methods, you can probably sit there, if you've ever tried meal planning, it just expands what you're eating. You're not eating the same old chicken and broccoli and brown rice. That gets boring after a while, but, you know, can you take those same components and turn it into a curry? Or can you turn it into a stew? Or can you turn it into a braised meat or something like that? And you're putting in these global flavors. When you actually start to expose that, that actually is helpful for everyone. It adds in more variety. We as humans want variety in the way that we eat. And there's so many ways to eat healthfully if you look outside your own culture. Every culture has a way of using either meal preparation methods or spices, or even the way that they store their food that makes it taste so much better. It's actually easier to eat more healthfully if you have a more wide variety of the types of food that you've tasted and the types of food that you eat.
It's a good place to leave it. Tamara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tamara Melton is a registered dietitian and co-founder of Diversify Dietetics, a nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing racial and ethnic diversity in the nutrition and dietetics profession. She joined us to talk about how mainstream ideas of health food often leave out foods from different cultures.